Press Review.
FIFA may reconsider 2022 World Cup vote. Moscow goes smoke-free. Thai leader deploys security forces. Senior FIFA figures are for the first time seriously considering the ramifications of ordering a rerun of the vote for the right to stage the 2022 World Cup in the aftermath of new corruption allegations against the hosts, Qatar. The Guardian writes that in Britain there was a renewed outpouring of concern from politicians and former football executives after the Sunday Times alleged that Mohammed bin Hammam, a Qatari former FIFA executive committee member, paid $5 million in cash, gifts and legal fees to senior football officials to help build a consensus of support behind the bid. The UK government has previously said the corruption allegations are a matter for FIFA. However, the sports minister, Helen Grant, signaled a shift, saying, "These appear to be very serious allegations. It is essential that major sporting events are awarded in an open, fair, and transparent manner." Meanwhile, the former U.S. attorney in New York is conducting a supposedly independent ongoing investigation to the bidding processes for the 2018 and 2022 tournaments, the Daily notes. He is expected to pass his conclusions to the adjudicatory chamber of FIFA's revamped ethics committee later this year. With a new package of anti-smoking measures coming to force June 1st, Russia's 44 million-strong army of smokers will be forced to adapt to a new, more marginal status in places where they can be seen in public, the Moscow Times writes. The newspaper reminds that in February 2013, President Vladimir Putin approved a legislation that prohibited smoking in public places, required graphic warning labels on cigarette packs, and banned advertising of tobacco products. The law has been enforced since June 2013, but some of its provisions, including a total ban on smoking in restaurants, trains, and hotels, only came into effect on Sunday. While Russians have largely hailed the new legislation as a victory, the country's restaurateurs have met their new obligations with irritation, the Daily notes. For example, a Levada Center survey commissioned by the All Russia Movement for the Rights of Smokers found that 82% of restaurant owners think a total ban on smoking is too rigid and that it will hurt their business. Thailand's ruling generals deployed thousands of security forces on the streets of Bangkok on Sunday to thwart another round of protests denouncing last month's military coup. Hundreds of demonstrators came out and several were detained, but there was no violence, the Washington Post reports. A major downtown mall was shut down. Authorities temporarily shut several subway and elevated train stations near where protests could have erupted. The Daily notes that Thailand has been calm since the army overthrew the elected government on May 22nd, saying it had to restore order after several months of demonstrations that had triggered sporadic violence and left the country's political rivals in a stalemate. Meanwhile, the military has launched a major campaign to suppress dissent, summoning politicians, journalists, and academics, the majority of them perceived as being critical of the new regime. Since the coup, small groups of pro-democracy protesters have come out nearly every day, marching through Bangkok and sometimes scuffling with soldiers. No injuries have been reported.